Concerns about voting machines, provisional ballots, and voter registration all could provide fodder for legal challenges to this year's election. What are the chances the contest will end up in the Supreme Court again? Once again, here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Most of the experts say if the election is close, the odds for a Supreme Court redux are good. NYU law professor Richard Pildes.
It's virtually inevitable at this point if the election is close enough to make a few thousand votes change the outcome.
Stanford law professor Pam Carlin explains why.
Well, it's a little bit like a wedding. There are going to be something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
The old is that problems that used to be seen almost exclusively at the local level have now gone national. The new is the scale of those problems. States have borrowed each other's questionable tactics. Did the Founding Fathers ever envision this? No, say the experts. NYU's Professor Pildes.
The central pathology in the American democratic system is that we put the administration of elections in the hands of partisan elected officials. That is not a system we would ever create on a blank slate if we were creating it for the first time today. It's putting the foxes in charge of the hen house.
The Founding Fathers imagined elections like the ones they knew, elections where everyone knew everyone. If you cheated, everyone would know it, and the national results would not be known for weeks, if not months. Oh, yes, and the voters were all white, male, property owners. The United States has the oldest written constitution in the world, so it's not surprising that the men who wrote it did not foresee the elections of today. Countries that have more recently written constitutions have foreseen such problems and have done it differently. Most have civil service systems that are in charge of registering and counting votes and independent commissions to oversee the system. In Canada, for instance, voters are registered by government workers who go door to door in much the way census takers do here. Again, Professor Carlin.
If we had that kind of commitment to voting, we could make sure that every American who was eligible to vote was actually on the voting rolls.
Ben Ginsburg is former counsel for the Republican National Committee.
Because we believe in volunteer participation in the people who actually sit in the polling places on Election Day, we believe that's something that sort of strengthens participation in the process. It also means that every time you look at an election, it is not flawless.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.